Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of His calling, and that by His power He may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 11. By His power, God will fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith. The results may not be obvious immediately, but in God's time, your efforts will bear fruit and you will glorify God for His goodness. The Bible says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for men, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving." Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. The Apostle Paul writes to the believers in Philippi, "I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me." Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 7. The ultimate rewarder is God, and everything good comes from Him. Give thanks to the Lord for all you receive as your wages. Do not murmur or grumble, because as a child of God, all your blessings come from Him. You may feel like being cheated by the people for whom you work for, but thank God, and He will give you more, because it is from His hands that you receive all blessings. The Bible says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I'm Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website, jesuschrist.co.in, and my blog, bless2009.com, for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.